105. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Praise God. You're going to have to modify some of the things of your flesh. You're going to have to modify some of those things that you do. Praise God. Somebody said, well, it ain't that bad. It ain't, that shouldn't be. That's no harm for me to go over here or to go over there. But praise God, what am I trying to say? There are some things, praise God, that we must, praise God, kill. We have to crucify it. Praise God. Because let me tell you something. If those words that Jesus spoke in that 23rd and 24th verse, what he was trying to tell those Greeks, praise God, is that, man, if they thought to see a king like the king of this world, amen, that they were going to be greatly disappointed. You know why? He said, because the Lord would have them to know that he came to carry a cross, praise God, and not to wear an earthly crown. He came not to live a life of honor and ease and magnificence, but praise God, he came to die a shameful and dishonest death. Praise God, his king, the kingdom he came to set up, praise God, was to begin with a crucifixion and not with a coronation. Praise God, he wanted them to know, praise God, that the glory of his kingdom was to take its rise not from victories won by swords, nor from accumulated treasures, praise God, of gold and silver, but from the death of his king. He was trying to tell those Greeks that, amen, and these words were also meant for us because they revealed that Jesus' death, praise God, was to be the source of spiritual life to the entire world. You see, his death, like a grain of corn seed, was to be the root of blessings and mercies, praise God, to a countless million of immoral soul. His death, praise God, and not his life, not his miracles, not his teaching, praise God, but his death, praise God, was to bring forth fruit, praise God, to the praise of the God, to the praise of God, and to provide redemption for this lost world. You see, his word, the words of his own impending death, praise God, were followed by words that would be of deep concern for every last one of us in here. Look what he said. He said, he that loves his life shall lose it. In other words, in order to be saved, a person, praise God, must be ready to give up life if necessary. Praise God, they must be, praise God, they must bury his love for the world with his riches, honors, pleasures, and rewards, with a full belief that in so doing he will reap a better harvest, both here and the hereafter. Praise God. But see, something on the contrary. He says a person who is ready to cast away everything most dear to him in this life. Praise God. How many of y'all got some things in this life that's dear to you? Praise God. How many of y'all got some things in this life, praise God, that's really dear to you? I don't see but a few people raising their hand, but I guarantee you, if I go around your house, praise God, I see a lot of stuff. You know, a lot of people hold on to a lot of stuff. Yeah. They ain't used it in the last 10 years. Yeah. And praise God, that they hold on his hand just in case. Yeah. Amen. And see, there's a lot of people holding on to a lot of stuff just in case. Yeah. Praise God. And what I'm trying to tell us, praise God, if it stands in the way of his soul, praise God, it must be, we must crucify this flesh, praise God, with its affections and lusts. Praise God. If that person does that, guess what? In the end, praise God, they will know that they will not be a loser. Amen. You see, it is true of Christians as is if it was for Christ. Praise God. You see, we must learn that there can be no life without death. We must learn that there can be no sweet without bitter. Praise God. We must know that there can be no crown, praise God, without a cross. I'm here to tell us today, praise God, we have to lay aside what the Hebrew writer said in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. He said, wherefore, seeing that we are compassed about with all clouds of witnesses, let us lay aside, praise God, the weight and the sin that so easily beset us. Anybody in here got some of those weights and those sins that so easily beset us? You know what I mean by easily beset us, praise God. In other words, you don't take any conscience of yours knowing that you got Christ on the inside of you. Praise God, that so easily beset you, but you go on and do that sin, praise God, because it feels good to you. Praise God, that easily beset us. And let us what? Run with patience the race that is set out before us, praise God, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross and despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of God the Father. What am I trying to tell us, my brothers and my sisters? Praise God. We're gonna have to put to death these things if we want to live this spiritual life. If we say that we are followers of Jesus Christ, if we say that we are going to serve Jesus Christ, there are some things that we must put down. Praise God. I'm going down to my third bullet here, and we're just about to get out of here. Praise God. The third one says that if we profess to serve Christ, we must follow him. Look what he says in verse 26. He says, if any man serve me, let him follow me. Let me just stop right there. Praise God. You see, being a former military officer, that expression of followership is one, praise God, that has some wide significance. And some things that comes to my mind is just like a soldier following his general. It is just like a servant following his master. It is just like a scholar following his teacher. And it is just like a sheep who follows his shepherd. And just so we ought to follow Christ. If we say that we love him, if we say that we are going to serve him, praise God, and we ought to follow him. We have too many people in this entire world who say that they love God and that they're going to serve God, but they don't follow him. Praise God, because following Christ, it means something. Just in case you didn't know what it meant. You see, following Christ means that we should have faith in his word. To follow Christ means, praise God, that we must be obedient to his word. Following Christ means, praise God, that we must believe in his word. Fourth, following Christ means to strive to do what Christ commands us to do through his word. What am I trying to say? Everything that we do to follow Christ is right here in the instructions. Everybody ought to have an instruction book. Praise God, I was sharing with somebody just the other day at school. I said, do you know what the acronym Bible means? All it means is basic information before you leave earth. If you plan on getting from earth to glory, read the instructions. Praise God. If you're going to follow him, if you're going to serve him with gladness. Yes, there's going to be times when somebody laughs at you. There's gonna be times when somebody ridicule you. There's gonna be a time when somebody's gonna pose some opposition to you. There's gonna be a time when someone is gonna persecute you. And often the only reward which Jesus' followers felt in this world, those are the things. But we must remember the appeal of the Apostle Paul, where he wrote to the church at Rome. Put this on the board, Romans chapter 2, verse 29, just to let you know. Praise God, our praise is not to men, but it's to God. If you are here trying to please man, I'm gonna tell you, change your thought process, because you cannot please man. You might please him for this minute, but the next minute something else gonna come up. You might please him today, but tomorrow they won't be pleased. I've often said, if I stopped and give everybody a $100 bill, praise God, I give it to Deacon Sewell first, and I give it to Sister Howard Lane. She may start questioning, why didn't he give me mine first? Both of them got the same thing. What am I trying to tell you? You cannot please no man. So don't waste your time trying to please man. Do everything that you can do to please Almighty God. Or if you're going to serve him, follow him. If you're going to serve him, follow him. He died for your sins. He died for your sins. I tried to tell the young folk just a little earlier. Don't you know that Lil' Kim and Lil' Bow Wow, they didn't do anything for you. Hallelujah. But Jesus walked up a hill called Calvary. Jesus, they put a crown of thorns on his head. But Jesus, they whipped him all night long. But Jesus, they pierced him in his side. But Jesus, they stretched him out wide. Praise God. But Jesus died. But not only that, they took him down off of that cross, put him in a borrowed grave. But Jesus, on that third day, I'm talking about early, one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. So leave Lil Bow Wow, so leave Lil Kim in their place. And praise God, when you come through the house of God, when you come to the house of God, when you step on the premises, praise God, take your earbuds out, put the music off. If you're gonna put some music on, praise God, make sure that you have tuned in to one of those good gospel stations that said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, would I be? If you want to have something to listen to, listen to what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege it is to carry everything to God and pray. If you want to have something, you put in your earbuds. You want to put in, praise God, that I'm satisfied with Jesus alone. I'm satisfied with Jesus alone. And when you're satisfied with Jesus alone, you don't need any whiskey. You don't need any wine. You don't need any dope. You don't need all of those things. You don't need 15 women hanging off of your arm. I'm not talking about you married folk. Praise God, because there's ought to be one that hang off of your arm. When you're satisfied with Jesus, praise God, he will.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436